Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We're talking about vision. See, many visions die because people seek success apart from God's divine purpose and plan for their lives. We're talking about your divine design. Vision is not chance. Vision is not accidental or random. God has a unique and specific plan for your life that brings you success. The Holy Spirit himself gives you gifts to support the vision that God planned for your life. Can I tell you something frankly? You don't get to choose the plan. You don't get to choose the assignment. The only thing you get to do is to pursue the vision or disobey. Now, I know that may come as a surprise to some people, especially in a democratic nation. But you need to understand God is God, and he already had this plan before you were even born. Now, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit has all kinds of different gifts. Listen, stop trying to copy the success of someone else. Stop trying to use the gifts God has given another person to find your success. The Holy Spirit has a variety of gifts. He's going to give you one. In fact, he's already given you one. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 12 and 4. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work through all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. And then it says in verse 11, it is the one and the only Holy Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. God doesn't want you to be confused about your destiny. He doesn't want you to be confused about your personal vision. He wants you to understand that what he's placed in you is specific for you. You were designed to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Joseph was a young man that God used to save the world. Never forget, the vision and the dreams that God gives to you are in connection to saving and serving this world. Every person is connected with other people. You were not created by God to have personal individual success. It does not exist. True success comes from serving others. Jesus Christ said, I did not come into the world to be served. I came to serve. He is really our example. And we see God using Joseph in this way. In Genesis chapter 41, it talks about how God gave Joseph the ability to help a king, that is the king of Egypt, during the time of famine. Now listen to what it says. It says, then the 7 years of famine began as Joseph had said that they would. God revealed to him the interpretation of the king's dream, which was that a famine was coming. All the other countries were experiencing famine, yet there was still food in Egypt. When everyone in Egypt began to feel the effects of the famine, though, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. But Pharaoh said to all of the Egyptians, go to Joseph. Do whatever he tells you. When the famine had spread all over the country, Joseph opened all of the storehouses and sold the grain. Joseph began by understanding his vision. Now his father saw that vision of his life and his brothers, and they weren't too happy about it. You see, God had given him an administrative gift. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the gift that God has given you for success? Because they were not just given to you for personal success, but also to help others. To help an organization, to help a company, to help people through the gifting that he's given you. God had given Joseph dreams to confirm the vision that he would actually rule through the gift. Some of you know the story in Genesis 37 and 5. The Bible says Joseph dreamed a dream and he told his brothers and they hated him yet the more. He said, "We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaves stood up and your sheaves began to bow before me." Isn't that nice? His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule over us?" Folks, your vision of yourself is so important. God wants you first to realize who he designed you to be. But to confirm the fact that that's your purpose, people need to come back and say, "Wow, Joseph, do you really think you're going to rule over us?" See, people will confirm who you are. People will recognize your identity. It's a confirmation for the vision that God has given you to live out. The Bible says he had another dream and he told it to his brothers and to his father this time. He said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down before me." His father said, "Do you think that you're going to rule over this entire family?" See, once again, it was not just what his personal vision was for himself. They came back. They understood. This vision shows these are the giftings, these are the things that he's saying that he's going to do. Your personal vision that God has given you will be seen by other people. You don't have to tell them, "Well, this is what I'm called to do." No, they'll see it. They'll know that's your call. And they'll even say it about you. Now, there are some really good cooks in this church, and I love you all. And for some of you, that really is your call. That really is the vision you should pursue. And I'm not saying drop everything and start doing that because there is a time and a season where God releases the fulfillment of a vision, and we're going to talk about that also. But some of you, I've come to you, and others in this assembly have come to you and said, "Wow, boy, you do a great job cooking or baking that. Will you make some for me? Will you do this for me?" And then there are other people who just think they can cook. And they put their brownies and their cookies and their cupcakes. Oh, I should be talking about the church down the street. It's too late. They put their cookies and they put their cakes out and nobody takes them. See, you just think that's your vision. The people are telling you that's not your vision. Oh, I know you like this illustration, but it's getting to the point. Your personal vision will be something everyone sees.
That is what you should pursue, because that's what God has given you
to make you successful. It's important that you understand that God wants you to know what you are supposed to be doing in your life. God wants you to know what He has placed within you, what He has designed within you to give you success in life. There are many entrepreneurs in this congregation that you're working on starting your own business. I have to ask you a question. Before you go and do it, please make sure that people are telling you that that really is who you are. Or when you establish the business, they won't be buying your cookies. They won't be seeking your help. Personal vision is something that God establishes. And we simply recognize and follow through with.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Many of the dreams that God has given us are copies taken from the pages of God's prophetic narrative for our lives. Truth is, often a vision seems to take a very, very long time. Some people feel like maybe it'll never happen. You know what the Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 12? It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a dream fulfilled is the tree of life. I just want to share something with you from the life of Joseph, and I'm just going to just get a little bit ahead of myself here, and we'll come back and talk about some other things next week. Joseph really had some real challenges. I mean, first he was sold as a slave. He was lied on. He went to prison. He had a chance in prison to help people, and when the person that he helped, that was the butler, was released from prison, he said, please tell Pharaoh I'm here. I'm an innocent man. And the butler forgot him. Now, Joseph began at age 17 using the administrative gifts. His brothers recognized the gift. His father recognized the gift. Of course, he recognized the gift. When he got into captivity and he was a slave, even his master recognized the gift. It took him to the top. The Bible says, though he was a slave, he was a very successful man. When he got into prison because of a lie, the warden saw his gifting and allowed him to be over all of the prisoners because he saw what God had placed within him, and he released the responsibility to Joseph. But he started when he was 17, and now years are passing by, and what was sustaining him was the dream that God had given him, that he would be a ruler. But hope deferred makes the heart sick. I'm talking to somebody today. We cannot control the events and the circumstances that we encounter. But God wants to remind you that you can control your reaction to it. Now, I need to tell you this. The devil will tempt you to fear and to doubt God's purpose and plan for your life. And that's a fact. And there's a scripture the Bible speaks of in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You can listen to the devil's lies and his deceit and his discouragement. Or you can listen to the word of God and what he has promised you. Your gift will make room for you and bring you before great people. The vision that God has given you is going to make you successful in its time. Can I tell you something? Science shows that we were wired by God with a natural optimism. And this is important. That we do not listen to the devil's doubts and accept those fears in our lives because they interject fear and stress. Stress is a killer. Many people don't realize just how stress can really affect your body. Have you ever been stressed, anybody? That's all of us. Research shows 75 to 98% of mental, physical, and behavioral illness comes from one's thought life. Did you hear what I said? 75 to 98% of your sicknesses and disorders come from your thought life. That means that only 2 to 25% of mental and physical illness comes as a result of environment and heredity. Folks, it's been proven that toxic thinking will change the way your brain is wired by God. And negativity throws your mind off from the way that God designed for you to be. In fact, negative thinking affects your entire body. It affects your ability to heal. God placed within us the ability to be healed, but negative thoughts actually decrease the ability for your body to heal itself. Researchers say it literally wears down the brain. However, there was something else that was discovered, which I think is so good because it confirms the word of God. It says feelings of love, feelings of joy and hope and appreciation and gratitude can restore the balance of the way God originally created the brain to function. Something else. Researchers say even HIV patients with positive thoughts had, listen, 300,000 times more resistance to disease than those without positive feelings. I'm trying to say something here to you. I'm trying to tell you that God does not want you to worry. God does not want you to stress about any part of the journey in your life. About the vision that may seem like it's being delayed. You see, God has a timing for everything to happen for you. Don't bust down doors and make things happen for yourself. Go to the door. Go forward. Try it, but don't bust it down. You may be sorry because of what's on the other side. Look at your neighbor and say, there are some things in life you are going to have to wait for to fulfill your vision. Now listen to what God says about our attitude and how our attitude is corrected from negative thoughts. It says in Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. The Bible says in Romans 1:17, for it is the righteousness of God that is revealed from faith to faith. It is written that the just shall live by faith. Folks, listen to me. Don't allow your situations to stress you out. Instead, trust God. Trust God with the vision he's given you. Trust God with the plan he established for your life. Trust God's timing to fulfill the things that he wants to do in and with you. In 1 Peter 5:6, it says, be humble. Be humbled by God's power so that when the right time comes, he will honor you. Until then, God wants you to be humble. He wants you to submit to the things that he's doing in your life. And it says, turn all your anxiety over to God because he cares for you. There was a song not too long ago that said, don't worry, be happy. In Philippians 4:6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Let God know what you need and thank him for what he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. God wants us to learn how to wait on him and not get stressed out. And that comes through greater intimacy and prayer. I want to end with this scripture in 1 John 4:18. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not yet been made perfect in love. God wants you to love him and to trust him with your life. God wants you to come to him and share all of your needs and all of your complaints and all of your desires. But when you leave, after that prayer, believe that he will take care of it for you and leave it in his hands. Your very life was designed by God before you were even born. God knew every single part of your life. If you will trust and rely in him, you can't fail. You will only succeed and accomplish the vision that he has designed for you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Dreams, Vision, and Destiny, Part 4. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair. who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.